And now the game where he takes somebody who is fabulous and expose him to the opposite. It is called Not My Job. Andy Cohen started out as a producer with CBS News doing tough stories from tough places. But his secret dream was to choreograph elaborate catfights between wealthy, underemployed women. He is the Bravo TV producer responsible for the Real Housewives franchise, and he is the host of the nightly live talk show on Bravo, Watch What Happens Live. Andy Cohen, welcome to Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
I am so happy to be here.
Oh, we're so happy to have you. So, your new book, which was inspired by the Andy Warhol diaries, which you say inspired you to move to New York in the first place, is a diary of your year from the middle of 2013 to middle of this year. And it is such fun to read it. Can you tell the audience about a typical day in the life of Andy Cohen?
Well, I guess a typical day in my life involves some sort of fitness, perhaps. It involves me sticking my foot in my mouth at some point in the day. It might involve a Seinfeldian, as I call it, occurrence in the city in which I live, which is New York. And it ends with me hosting this kind of live cocktail party every night with kind of a mix between people that you might find on either the pages of The New Yorker or Us Weekly.
Yes, it's crazy. Now, I don't know how many people who listen to NPR watch Bravo, and however many number there are, because this is NPR, a smaller number will admit it. So let's go over this.
Certain amount of lying.
So basically, I'll tune into Bravo of an evening, and I'll probably see one of the many shows you've created, say Real Housewives of New Jersey or Atlanta or Beverly Hills. And you invented these shows, right? This is your.
I did. I was with a team of people at Bravo, and we are the proud proprietors of these fine shows that have replaced the soap opera, basically. I think.
Yes.
I love sociology and I love human behavior, and we have plenty. You can kind of sit at home and think, oh, my God, I would never do that, or I would, or I think that's ridiculous.
So, Andy, I think it's a stretch to say that that's sociology.
Oh, no. So I have to understand. Describe to me, because, I mean, in TV, I know you have to pitch an idea. So describe to me the day you went in and you pitched to whoever's in charge of Bravo and said, this is going to, what did you say?
Well, what it was is there was a group of women that were brought to us by someone who lived in their neighborhood, which was the largest gated community in the country, and they were, their boobs were bigger, their hair was blonder, they communicated with their children in a way that I had never seen, and we said...
Wait a minute, how did they communicate with their children?
It was inappropriate. It was all just inappropriate.
What was the original franchise? Was it Beverly Hills?
The original was Orange County.
Orange County, California, and then Beverly Hills in Atlanta.
But then, also, the women who are in these shows, a lot of them became breakout stars, and then they get their own spin-off shows. So
that's
it's sort
true.
Of like Spawn of Satan.
It does seem, again, reading...
No, we mean that in a good way.
No. Yeah.
Spawn of Satan in a good way.
It does seem...
Fine. You're all there in your theater judging me.
It's all right.
No. I'm not judging you. I want a piece of this. What would you think about Real House Cats of Santa Monica?
Oh, Paula, I'm coming after you. You're ready.
All right. So we heard a rumor, and I want to confirm this with you right now because I'm a proud Chicagoan, that you wanted to do a Real Housewives of Chicago, but you couldn't find anybody here crazy enough.
Listen, there are nutbags all over the place.
Yeah, because I was going to say, you didn't look hard enough, pal.
No, I mean, trust me, I'm on a book tour.
Yeah, you've seen them.
Everybody around the country. And I love, by the way, I love a nutbag. But, we could find some.
One of my favorite characters in your book, I have to say, is your mother. Your father's great, too. But you seem to have a wonderful relationship with your mother.
I do. She and my doorman are my two favorite characters. They're kind of the moral compass of the book. My mother's favorite thing is once every 2 months she calls me and begs me not to go on Bill Maher's show because she does not think that I am intellectually ready to go on Bill Maher's show, which is hilarious because Bill Maher is not asking me to go on his show. So it's a hypothetical fight and crisis that she's invented.
Oh,
but she'll Skype me and she'll say, beg you not to go on Bill Maher. You're not going to be able to do it. And
I noticed she didn't try to stop you from going on our show. I guess she thought you were up to this.
She would be terrified if I told her that I was.
You are beyond intellectually ready to do this show.
Oh, yeah. I think so. Yeah.
So we're here to tell you.
So a lot of the stories are about Watch What Happens Live, which is this nightly wrap-up live talk show.
Yes.
And you tell some, and you have all kinds of people, not only housewives from the housewife shows and other Bravo shows, but you also have big, legit celebrities from the rest of the world. And you tell this very amazing and great story of what happened when Lady Gaga came on.
Right. Lady Gaga was on. She, backstage in her dressing room, she came out after the show and she said, "Listen, I peed in my trash can. I hope you don't mind."
Oh, my God.
And I said, "Oh, Lord, okay." And then my little clubhouse where we do the show is full of pop culture artifacts, I would say. We've got Julie Andrews' used teabag. We've got Lindsay Lohan's cigarette butt. And I said to my PA, "Put Lady Gaga's pee in some fancy bottle." And so my PA did this, which I couldn't believe. And then 2 days later, he came to me and he said, "Listen, I have bad news. This urine of Lady Gaga's is going to get very toxic." And I said, "Why? Because what's wrong with Lady Gaga that her urine would become toxic?" He said, no, "It's not Lady Gaga. This is what happens, of course, to urine." He said, "But I found a recipe online in which you can turn this into perfume." And this is how amazing my PAs are, by the way. And he said, "I'm going to try to do it." And I said, "Great, do it." So we have this in a very fancy perfume snifter in the back. It's disgusting, but I think it's cool.
I think so. I just want to know.
I think it's
so
employee
abuse.
Lady
Gaga, and she says to you, "Andy, I just want you to know, I peed in your wastebasket."
What?
To which you said,
"Oh, let's save the pee as an artifact." Is that weird?
What it means to me, Andy, is that you, unlike so many less fortunate people, found your calling.
I know.
Well, it also means that Lady Gaga isn't toilet trained.
That's so weird.
Also,
I mean, but you know what
else?
Let me just say this, and I know NPR listeners don't need to hear this, but just if there's somebody who's just like turning the dial that doesn't belong here, you don't pee in the trash can. You just don't. I don't care what lady you are.
Be sure to label it, Andy, because it looks just like tequila.
Yeah. All right, Andy Cohen, we have asked you here to play a game we're calling
Bzzz, Bzzz, Bzzz.
You're the man behind Real Housewives, but what do you know about Real House Flies? We're going to ask you three questions about Musca Domestica, the house fly. Get two right, you'll win our prize for one of our listeners, Carl Castle's voice on their voicemail. Bill, who is Andy Cohen playing for?
Donna Lynn Allen of Dubuque, Iowa.
All right. Ready to play, Andy?
Yes.
All right. Flies are very common, of course, but there's one way they're very unusual. Unlike almost all other common insects, flies, A, can mimic human language, B, are immune to gravity, or C, can't learn anything.
I believe the answer would be C.
You are correct, Andy.
Yeah.
You can, it turns out you can train cockroaches, you can train ants, fleas, of course, in their circuses. You can't teach flies a thing.
Wow.
Stupid flies.
Yeah.
They're so dumb.
All right. Well, here are two more questions. You did that one well.
Okay.
Flies are annoying, but they have some uses. A clever person has figured out how to use flies to A, power a working model airplane, B, herd sheep, C, paint a wall.
Wow.
One of these is correct.
Wow. Yes, indeed.
I guess I'm going to go with A.
You're going to go with A, and you're right again,
wow.
Andy.
Wow.
Just order your plane from flypower.com. You assemble the plane. You catch a fly. It's up to you. You attach the fly, and off it goes.
Wow.
All right, let's see if you can be perfect in this, as you are in so many other things. Everybody knows it's really hard to swat a fly, but one inventor got a patent for his brilliant idea. What is it? A fly swatter so tiny the fly will never see it coming. B, a flaming fly swatter with a fuel tank and igniter.
Oh, God.
Or C, a modified cattle gun that allows you to hit the fly with enough force to punch through the wall behind it.
A.
You're right again,
wow.
Andy.
Boy.
Good grief.
Who knew?
Who knew? Andy. Yeah, it's a patented fly swatter. The impact surface is about the size of the fly. You attach it to your finger, and all you need to do is flick it exactly right. Bill, how did Andy Cohen do on our show?
Andy, I want you to call your mother right now and tell her I got him all right.
Well done. Andy Cohen from Bravo. His new book is The Andy Cohen Diaries, A Deep Look at a Shallow Year. And ladies and gentlemen, it is a hoot and a half. Andy Cohen, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so
much. Such a pleasure to have you.
See you, Andy.
Bye-bye.
Buzz, 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 goes that busy little fly. Buzz, 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 he's taking off and high. You roll the paper nice and tight and you wait around for him to light. But there's a fly that's a living right. Buzz, buzz, buzz.